for no defined ends at all, perplexingly and disconcertingly. The old-fashioned strike was a method of bargaining, clumsy and violent perhaps, but bargaining still. The new-fashioned strike is far less of a haggle, far more of a display of temper. The first thing that has to be realized, if the labor question is to be understood at all, is this, that the temper of labor has changed altogether in the last 20 or 30 years. Essentially, that is a change due to intelligence not merely increased, but greatly stimulated, to the work, that is, of the bored schools and of the cheap press. The outlook of the workman has passed beyond the works and his beer and his dog. He has become, or rather, he has been replaced by, a being of eyes, however imperfect, and of criticism, however hasty and unjust. The working man of today reads, talks, has general ideas and a sense of the round world. He is far nearer to the ruler of today in knowledge and intellectual range than he is to the working man of 50 years ago. The politician or business magnate of today is no better educated and very little better informed than his equals were 50 years ago. The chief difference is golf. The working man questions a thousand things his father accepts.